producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now, 7 half of the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Tis a Wednesday. What about what's going on in your world? Rich McFadden is here.
Someday.
He's in my world, in your world. Kenny Hump already?
Yeah, someday.
That's
here we are.
I've objected to that. Yeah, I mean, it's like,
Geico commercials, I don't want to go to work. You know, it's made it popular again.
Yeah. Okay, Rich. Let's go buy Geico insurance then and keep moving. Ken Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/good day. I'm looking at some of the television morning news programs. I'm following what the headlines are, looking at what's trending. The people who get sick because they ate something bad at Chipotle in Boston. Okay, so how does that affect your life? Are you going to stay away from Chipotle? Donald Trump responding to critics with Barbara Walters, wah, 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 and him sticking to it. You think he only has one red tie? How many red ties?
I think he's got a lot of red ties.
Donald has.
Yeah.
A lot of red ties. They all look the same, though, right? They're all his. He doesn't seem to want to have designs. His ties are all solid. Have you noticed that? That may be the most important thing. That
I don't know that I've noticed that. I'm curious now to go to Barbara Walters' interview because I want to hear her ask him if he's a racist.
Mm-hmm.
You're a racist. Swamp, are you a racist?
Okay, so another day, another shady police incident in Chicago. This time, it's the case of Cedric Lamont Chapman, unarmed teenager, killed by police in Chicago 2 years ago. Police at the time ruled it a justifiable homicide. Of course they did. But the original investigator says that he was fired from the police department because he said that the shooting was not justified, that that was a bunch of baloney. There are four cameras. The film, the video has now been released. And every single one of them back up what he said. That is, the fired investigator said that it was not justified. The city doesn't want the videos out. A judge is going to see today to that. So same thing's going to go on. That city is going to be a tinderbox, if it isn't already. And there is this miserable excuse for a police department that they have there. Here we go again. With these, how many stories, and maybe you could say, maybe someone will take the approach, well, it's just not fair, the news media is ganging up on the police, look at what's going on in the trial in Baltimore, those police officers there, every time there's a problem, I mean, we go through this, and sometimes Richie and I have a difficult time coming to agreement on this, shootings, the rampages that go on in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, this kid was running away from the cops.
People were murdered. Well, I'm just saying in general, the murders, I think it was yesterday, the day before, we came down to the bottom line of being, there have been more murders in Chicago than there have been in Iraq. What in the world is going on? And then people say, well, look at, that's where Obama's from, and that's where all of his people are from, and look at the state of things in Illinois. And you know what? There's a good argument to that. How is it that this leadership is so bad, or is it a coincidence? Is it not fair to point at who's running the city or the state or the country and say, they're not really responsible for what's going on? So then who is? Who takes or gets responsibility when it comes down to this sort of thing? And I'm only interested in responsibility in as far as it goes to get somebody in there who is responsible. You want to live in a city like that? Chicago, people live in Chicago by the droves. Real estate is down in Chicago because people don't want to live there. Well, it's a great city. Probably a good time to buy some real estate in Chicago.
You know, though, I see two things in every single one of these stories. Yeah. I see a criminal.
Good, Richie.
And an untrained
good
cop.
Guy, bad guy.
Mm-hmm. This guy had stolen a car and had jumped out of the car and was running away, and they say he had a knife, resisted arrest, and they took off after him. No reason to shoot somebody when they're running away. You should be able to either tase him or run him down or shoot him in the back of the leg or something like that.
Get Donnie Wahlberg to chase him.
Yeah.
He'll get him.
Yeah, whatever happened to good old foot chases. So, I don't know.
On TV.
You know, if you stay out of stolen cars and don't run away from cops with knives in your hands, you don't have this problem. But then again, if somebody is running away from you from a stolen car with a knife in their hand,
this kid
is there any other option other than just shooting them in the back?
Well, I wouldn't have thought so. Isn't that what you're trained to do, in a sense?
You would hope so.
Trained to do?
You know, bottom line is tensions get, you know. And you do what you do.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich at DougStefan.com. Jennifer's gone for a couple of days back on Friday. The Navy is embarrassed today because one of their top admirals has been fired for an episode involving public drunkenness and nudity at a conference with defense contractors. According to reports, Navy Times says Rear Admiral David Bochum, one of the trending names you may notice if you go to any of the trending, whether it's DougStefan.com or you go to any of the news sites, this guy's name is trending because he was removed from his job as Director of Strategy, Policy, Capabilities, and Logistics at the Transportation Command. The report is that he was fired stemming from an incident during a conference in Florida near Vero Beach. Apparently, he became so drunk during dinner with 70 other conference attendees, he couldn't stand up. He had to be brought back to his room by a hotel employee.
Beautiful.
Later in the evening, he was discovered wandering naked through the hotel.
That's quite a party.
We're having a party.
We never have those parties here.
Richie, because we're too aware of the consequences. Can you imagine what would happen? Can you imagine a scandal if there were pictures of you and me naked on the internet? Could you imagine?
People are trying to eat breakfast. Let's not go there.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney here, with a legal opinion on how the voter system in our country could be transformed. Stand by for that next on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program. Richie, Kenny, and I are here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's here to show us his six-pack. How are you doing, Steve? How's that exercise routine? Stephen Wiseman is a lawyer, a college professor. He also is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is one of the leading websites dedicated to informing people about the dangers of scams. And, man, this time of year, there are tons of them. He's not here to talk about that, though. Yesterday, the Supreme Court, working on the one person, one vote doctrine, this case could upend the way that states draw their legislative lines. This could redo or redefine gerrymandering. Is that a way of looking at this?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty accurate way of looking at it. The essential question, the case is Evanwell versus Abbott, and it comes from Texas, is when creating a voting district, are you counting just the eligible voters or all of the people that live there? Now, right now, it is the eligible voters who, it is the people who live there, the residents, not just the voters. Now, where this would make a difference would be if the people challenging the Texas system are successful and you do count just eligible voters in determining what a voting district will look like, that would most, at the moment, that would take away rights in regards to more urban areas and put it into more rural areas. And if you want to generalize with parties, it would help Republicans rather than Democrats. This is one I think is ultimately doomed for failure because it's just such a change from our system. The Constitution talks when it deals with Congress and for setting up districts that it is the citizens, and it's always done by counting the people in the census. And it would be very, very difficult to say it's just eligible voters, including go back to women didn't get the right to vote until 1920, but they certainly were counted in their districts before they got that right to vote. So this one's kind of messy.
All right. So who started this? Why now is this thing coming up? This has been a discussion. I remember having this discussion or learning about this in the 1960s when I was in school. One man, one vote, the principle. And I don't know that I thought about it from then until now.
Yeah, it is a couple in Texas who decided, and they're also backed by a group called Project on Fair Representation, which is a small conservative group that has been very active in cases regarding race and voting. But, there's another case that went to the Supreme Court earlier and that the court's already ruled on and that is challenging a Democratic rewriting of Maryland's congressional maps. And what's often happened is that when you have a party in power and the next census comes out, and they have to, in many instances, because of changes in population, rewrite and redo the districts, you get the party in power making it so it looks so they get a stronger position. So you go back to, in 2014, the Democrats lost seats in the Senate, yet they had, across the country, 20 million more voters. They lost seats in the House, but they had the 57% of the seats went to Republicans, but Republicans only got 52% of the vote. So I think the idea of the gerrymandering is perhaps a bigger issue. But this one, I think it's a tempest in a teapot because it just overturns too much precedent. It'd be too difficult to come up with some new standard to count and who is the eligible voter instead of the residents and people.
I want to have this come about because I want to stir the pot. I want people to be thinking about the right to vote. I really do. I think this is something.
Yeah, I mean, part of
me take this for granted now. My God,
right? Part of me says if you're not out there and registered to vote, you don't get your rights. You've given up your rights. But I certainly see the Constitution. And then, Doug, another thing that's unfair is, take Maryland, for example. Basically, Baltimore and Montgomery County decides what Maryland is going to be. Everybody else in the rest of the whole state of Maryland, really their vote doesn't count because the two most populated areas decide what the state's going to do.
Okay, so that can be, we can carry that one step further to the primary system, where there really isn't one man and one vote, because they're not voting on the same day at the same time for the same issues, and it's contorted.
It goes on and on and on.
It does. All right, Steve, thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out his website, scamaside.com. Make sure you don't get ripped off this Christmas season. 21 after the hour, good day.
Oh, 10. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three is the living room.
Three.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right. Time for us to bring you our My Three Christmas Songs contest. You're going to, let's see, well, Richie, I don't have my information on the Hewlett-Packard thing because of where I am today. What is the prize?
You get a HP Print prize pack, which comes with basically photo paper in two forms. One is a sticky back photo, and then the other one is the, you remember the little photo booths where you take four photos and they come out of the strip? We send you those, and you can do those. And then
you'll have your own photo booth at home.
And then that qualifies you to be in the running for the HP Wi-Fi printer on Friday.
All right, let's get at it. 888-302-3684. We have three songs that have something in common. Let's see if you can figure it out. First one is Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
I just saw how easy today's contest
was. Yeah, I knew it.
Right. 888-302-3684. This is a hit from 1979. McCartney sings and plays all the instruments. Sort of reminds me of the Carpenters. They used to do all the stuff themselves. It was a hit on the charts in 79 and 84 and 96. He re-recorded an a cappella version of this song a couple of years ago with Straight No Chaser, that group that
Great.
Do well at Christmas. All right, so first song, Wonderful Christmas Time by McCartney. Second song is Ringo's version of Little Drummer Boy.
They told me
this is from Ringo's 1999 Christmas album, I Want to Be Santa Claus. He had help from many of his friends, Joe Perry from Aerosmith, Timothy B. Schmidt from the Eagles, and Jeff Lynne from ELO. He's got a lot of friends. If you get a chance to see his, he's performing around the country as a tour called Ringo and Friends. And Todd Rundgren is among the group. It's really a great concert, frankly. Okay, so the second song, first one is McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time, Ringo Starr, Little Drummer Boy. Third one is Happy Christmas by John Lennon. Yeah.
Ooh, tough.
Yes.
This is big in the 70s and 80s. Been on the charts in the UK every December since it was released. And like a lot of his early 1970s songs, this was produced by Phil Spector. John Lennon performs with Mavis Staples in the Harlem Gospel Choir. This song, okay, by the way.
This contest is called My Three Songs. Today, could it have been called My Four Songs? Is there a fourth?
Not really. There's a fourth if we added a New Year's song, but not a fourth Christmas song.
Okay.
Ah. All right. So what's the scoop here, Richie? I don't have my screen. 888-302-3684. I just assume listen to these tunes all the way through, especially Wonderful Christmas Time by McCartney. And this is a good song as well. So this is Christmas. So this is you figuring out what we have in our minds. We put these things together. Okay, so who's first? Hey, Pat, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Super. How are you?
Well, thank you very much. Where are you?
Eastern Shore of Maryland.
All right. It's interesting how the country gets represented. We get a lot of calls the West Coast and the East Coast, and you're one of the three or four stations up and down the coast that seems to really have a powerful grip on what we're doing here. So, speaking of what we're doing, what are we doing? What do these songs represent?
These are all songs sung by people that used to be with the Beatles.
Yes, they are all Beatles, well, the individual, all of these former Beatle members have their own successful Christmas albums, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, you are correct, and you win the HP prize. Hold on a second. So, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I recommend is you take some double stick tape, you put the double stick tape on your countertop, you blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled and he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil. So it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This report is brought to you by Extended Stay America. The most wonderful time of the year can become stressful as many travel for the holidays. Busy in the frenzy of the season, coordinating a trip and finding time to enjoy festivities can be hard. Chris Kringle, Maestro of Merriment.
Ho, ho, ho! With decades of successful travel, I've acquired terrific tips that can help travelers achieve a jolly holiday. My first, finding ways to enjoy the creature comforts of home no matter where the season takes you.
Extended stay style hotels offer a practical place to stay for travelers looking for home-like conveniences and value during the holidays. This season, Extended Stay America Hotel seeks to ease travel woes through quality service and guest attention at each of the brand's 629 hotels across country. Travelers can anticipate affordable nightly rates, spacious guest rooms, and upgraded amenities, including fully equipped kitchens to prepare holiday favorites. Enjoy a stress-free holiday season with your loved ones and feel at home wherever you go. For more, visit extendedstayamerica.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doug Steffen on a Good Day program. In the valley of the shadow of knowledge, we fear no evil here on the Good Day program. So what about, all these Muslim scholars who released an open letter? If you follow the story trending at DougSteffen.com, this is a letter that's aimed at Daesh. Like that?
How come you always say it with that emphasis, that extra emphasis?
Daesh. Daesh.
Daesh.
Because I have no respect for them, and I don't, this is a disrespectful way of pronouncing a name they already don't like in the first place. Not that there are too many of them listening to me.
I'm down with that, yeah.
Right, Daesh.
I don't know, I heard the Doug Steffen show is the number one program in ISIS camps. They use us to find out what Americans are thinking.
Well, interestingly enough, Jennifer's not here today, but as many of you know, we kibitz every once in a while about her doing a local radio program in the afternoon in Southern California, and it appears that the radio station that she's on in San Bernardino has a following, and it included this husband and wife, who apparently the radio station found out listened to Jennifer. And to her, the guy she's on with is Don, I think, right?
Yes.
Can't hold a candle to Jennifer. At any rate, never mind. So the point is that these people are listening to Jennifer, and Jennifer got all creeped out about it. Excuse me, I don't know. Yeah, this guy
is a little freaky.
It is kind of a little bit. Anyway, so the scholars have released this letter. Is it convincing, Kenny? Do people who read this think, you know, there have been a lot of folks who have criticized over the years the so-called leaders of the Muslim religion, whoever they are. It's kind of like trying to find the leaders of the Christian religion or Jewish religion. It's pretty easy to see who the leader of the Catholic religion is, but who are the titular leaders of the Islamic religion? And what are they saying? This was this a letter signed by a bunch of scholars? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's 120 scholars from all over the globe. And what I just noticed about this is that this was actually over a year ago that they did this, but it's starting to trend again. And they go point by point. There are at least 24 points that they make that these Islamic jihadists get wrong about the Muslim religion.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this reminds me when we're thinking about where we are. Christmas is 2 weeks. Christmas Eve is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Christmas Day, 2 weeks from Friday. And New Year's is 3 weeks away. I'm thinking of what's being celebrated. Hanukkah, we're in the middle of Hanukkah right now, right? A little bit earlier this year than last year. Is Ramadan that comes up. And so what's the point that I bring to the top of the heap here as often as I can is the similarities between all of the religion, the main religions, including this sort of thing, and the cultural celebrations that affect or are enjoyed by, I suppose you could say it that way, by these various religions, and how they all come together. It's really sad when you get right down to it that we have focused so much on the negatives when there are so many positives to be. And it's easy to get distracted by all this stuff, for sure. But to have, I just watched during the bottom of the hour one of the newscasts, the national newscast, and it's just all rehashing this stuff about these people and their family and yada yada. Come on, will you please? What the hell difference does it make at this point in time? And why do you pound away at this 3-4 minutes at a time with various people? I've got a live on-the-scene report from San Bernardino. Well, it's the middle of the night, for God's sakes. And this reporter is standing up there saying something that somebody else could have said yesterday or tomorrow, and it wouldn't make any difference. It just, it's banal. And it doesn't help to satisfy us, I don't think. I don't find it satisfying. I find it annoying. Because all it does is give more people ideas, if that's really... You think these people get their ideas in a vacuum? Where do you think these ideas come from? Every time there's a shoot-em-up, you hear from the guy, if he still survives after the shoot-em-up, well, I learned about this from the last shoot-em-up. The inspiration came from Fred.
Oh, that's the crazy white guys that are on drugs. That's not these people. These people are driven by something else.
That reminds me. When Osama bin Laden's body, well, never mind the body, when they went into his house, they found all kinds of things that are contrary to Muslim law. Porn magazine.
Oh, it's like the 9/11 guys. I mean, they're all in strip bars drinking it up and putting dollar bills in strippers, for 3 or 4 or 5 days a week.
People who are doing this aren't all hopped up on drugs when they do it.
They are. There's reports out now that say Islamic fighters not only fueled by ideology, but they're just cranked up on amphetamines. They're taking a drug called Captagon, which can cause surges of energy and euphoric highs. They say they can stay awake for days at a time while hopped up on it, and they can also get shot and not feel the pain.
Really?
These guys are cranked up on amphetamines.
Shot and not feel the pain.
Right. So it just keeps them going.
Wonderful is that. Jeepers, crow. Oy. All right, so let's get to the really important stuff. You ready? The rumor is that Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn have tied the knot.
After how many years? Why would
33 years they have been together. Kurt Russell looking a little long on the tooth here. He's 6 years younger than she is, by the way. And man, she looks a lot better than he does. They addressed marriage rumors this past weekend. Kurt Russell said that they pop up every few years. He's promoting his new film, The Hateful Eight, which is out on Christmas. There's another Christmas Day movie, The Hateful Eight. Anyway, there is a rumor floating around that they are getting married or they have gotten married. But I remember her saying once that she would never tell anybody that she was married, even if she was married. So, okay.
He's 64, she's 70.
Yes, I just said that, didn't I? Kenny, is there an echo in here? I believe I said that, Reggie.
No, I thought you went the other way around.
Dr. Ron could check that for you.
Yes, Dr. Ron will check that for us. Well, I may not check that. A lot of important medical news this week. We're going to get to that coverage of your health and well-being up next here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Tis the season to sample gourmet grub, including your favorite sweets. That's why it's important to keep up your daily oral care routine during the holidays. Dr. Chianne Gibson has more.
You can enjoy all the delicious flavors of the season. Just don't take a break from maintaining good oral care. To keep your mouth healthy, strong, and fresh, reinforce your daily brushing routine with an advanced mouthwash. If you've been afraid to try mouthwash in the past due to the burn of alcohol, try one of the alcohol-free mouthwashes. You'll get added protection without any of the alcohol burn with certain brands.
What do you recommend?
I like the Crest Pro Health Advanced Mouthwash with Extra Deep Clean. It's specifically designed with fluoride to strengthen enamel and to help prevent cavities. Now, you can get all the gain without the pain of alcohol. Try Crest Pro Health Advanced Mouthwash today. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Learn more about keeping your smile healthy during the holidays at Crest.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
44 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's my pleasure to present to you Dr. Ronald Hoffman, one of the foremost medical experts when it comes to nutrition, your health, etc. He's the man. His practice in New York City, visited by thousands, not only from New York, New York State, but all around the country and around the world, because they respect what he does. And by the way, if you want to see firsthand some of the knowledge and the way he dispenses the knowledge, go to his website, drhoffman.com, and sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter, which every week is a thorough going through of a lot of the things like supplements. I really appreciate, Ron, your information about supplements, supplementation, because it's something that I'm interested in because I take so many supplements. Maybe that's why it strikes a chord with me. Maybe that's why you strike a chord with me, and you may or may not. Some people believe in this stuff. Some people don't. So But supplementation is very important to health. And one wonders, when you look at the... there are a couple of problems today with people eating bad food. One of the stories comes from Chipotle. There's another outbreak, a salmonella outbreak linked to some organic nut butter. And people say, well, how could it be organic? What in the world is that all about? Well, I have said many times organic doesn't mean what it used to. And it doesn't mean you can't have something bad, even if it's organic. Doesn't mean it's always going to be good, right?
Exactly. I mean, there are actually two sources of contamination in the Chipotle situation. There's E. coli in a series of incidents across the country. And right. Then recently, I think this was in Boston, there was another episode that actually got a bunch of people sick, including some members of the basketball team. This is with norovirus, which is the virus that affects people on cruise ships. So two different, Chipotle's having a bad month. Their stock is down 25% because I think a lot of people are getting wary of that place, not necessarily for a good reason, but, just having a run of bad luck.
Start. I mean, look at what the Costco last week, their tuna fish was contaminated. I think it was salmonella or maybe listeria or whatever it was. And that sent the stock of Costco.
Exactly. This happens to 10 million people every year across the country. And some people don't even realize that they've had food poisoning. They go, I have the stomach flu. They think they caught it from somebody else. But actually, it's from the food.
So can it be rectified or prevented by having a strong immune system? This is something you and I agree on wholeheartedly, how important it is for all of these things, anything, no matter what it is. If you've got a strong, really solid immune system, you're just not going to get sick, or you're certainly not going to get sick from the normal, everyday problems that people face.
This isn't what I would call for. I would call for research on who gets sick. For example, on a cruise ship, we know that maybe up to a third of people get sick on a cruise ship, but not everybody gets sick. They all partake of the same food. They may all be exposed to the same bugs. I wonder how many of them are nutritionally depleted, how many of them are on medication, such as acid-blocking drugs that reduce one's resistance to bacterial infections. This has to be studied, but pretty much what we're looking at is how to irradiate, pasteurize, essentially nuke our food so that it's safe. But we need to look at how to protect people from the standpoint of their own resistance. I think that's more important.
All right. Now, tell me whether you think this is true. I read somewhere in the last 3 or 4 days, where I got this, I'm sorry, I didn't read it, although it is in Deepak Chopra's new book. I went to a lecture of Chopra's on Sunday night, and one of the things that came up in the discussion was who gets Alzheimer's, dementia, these late-stage brain diseases, and Chopra maintains that it's more likely to happen with people who have inflammation from other causes. And when you get right down to it, inflammation is the definition of all diseases. Everything, by definition, is inflamed if it makes you ill.
Yeah. Any
and
kind
the more
of itis.
Inflammation you is that. Do you believe in that?
Yeah, any kind of itis is, arthritis, colitis. These are all inflammatory disorders, and he's right. If you have an inflammatory disorder anywhere else in your body, you are more likely to have brain inflammation, which ultimately damages your brain. And here's another thing. They just discovered that aggressive treatment for prostate cancer, which involves completely blocking down your hormones, really killing your testosterone, this is called chemical castration, dramatically increases men's risk for Alzheimer's disease. So that's very interesting. So sometimes the cure may be worse than the disease.
Do you believe, you and I have never talked about Chopra before, in some of the research that he's done, this book that's out now about DNA and the genomes and how we are all connected from the beginning of time. What do you make of all of that?
Here's my take on Chopra. I think Chopra is brilliant. I think he writes very, very passionately and convincingly about some very important principles about mind over matter and about, for example, inflammation. However, if I were sick or injured, I probably wouldn't go to Deepak Chopra because he's a non-practicing physician. He doesn't really do hands-on medicine. And so, in principle, it's all good. He's getting the message out. But in terms of the particulars, he may not have the requisite skills.
Would you consider him a research scientist? among other things?
I think he's more of a philosopher rather than a research scientist. I think he pulls together things in a visionary way, and it's all good. By the way, good article on unpasteurized milk. The Prince of England recommends that we preserve our access to unpasteurized dairy products.
Right. Yeah, well, everywhere in the world except America, that's a reality.
Exactly.
Unfortunately. Woof. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with us. Check out his website, drhoffman.com. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter there.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Guess what I'm doing, Warren?
I have no idea, Doc.
I'm logging on to WarrenEckstein.com. I could probably do get Eckstein to be doing the. Here it is. Wait a minute. Look at this. Warren Eckstein, photographer. Warren Eckstein, books. Warren Eckstein, build-up. Warren Eckstein, Eckstein.
Man, I'm tired.
All things Warren Eckstein. Warren Eckstein is generally considered by those in the know to be the country's foremost expert when it comes to pets, pet advice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if you're really smart, you listen to his weekend radio program, The Pet Show, that's heard on hundreds of radio stations. A lot of them that carry this program. We were just talking about coming onto that station that we're on the Delmarva Coast. That's how you describe it, Richie, right? WICO.
Yeah.
It's on. It's in the Delmarva. It's a really good radio station. And so they're going to get the benefit of having Warren there. Warren's on with us every day with his tips and a focus on the sort of the conversational things we ought to be aware of when it comes to your pets. I have a question about how to handle bringing a dog to an overnight. We'll have that in a moment, plus a couple of other things, including whether the FBI should be tracking animal cruelty or not. Is that their job? Up next here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests. Like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with the host of the Pet Show, Warren Eckstein. So, Meredith had to go away for a day, and I was going to take Millie, but I had to come out to, as a matter of fact, I'm in your old stomping grounds. I'm in Schoharie and Cobleskill and Sharon Springs and stuff this morning. And so I thought it would be better for the dog to stay in the kennel, and I'll go get her this afternoon because Meredith's going to be gone until tomorrow. So she brought the dog to the kennel and put him in the cage. This is a very nice, this is not like your average put him in the cage place. This is a nice place. But she was the only one there. And remember, this is a rescue dog from who knows what in New York City. So when she puts the dog in, she's very conscious of animals. And there isn't anybody in the world that I know who loves animals and cares more for them or about them. You and she are like soul sisters and brothers. And I am, too. I mean, when it comes right down to it, taking care of these animals is a priority for people who really understand what the world is all about. So anyway, Millie gets up on the window on the ledge and looks as Meredith leaves. And Richie said, when I was talking about this earlier, that your advice is to go back in again and say goodbye again. Is that true?
Well, you know, what I would do, first of all, there are great boarding facilities around, and they're absolutely fabulous. But what I would have done prior, knowing that I was going away, I would have started bringing the dog there for a couple of minutes or an hour or so every day.
Well, she's been there before. She stayed there once before.
But see, what happens now is, psychologically, dogs learn through association. So what happens is, very often, the association of going there is with her best friend being taken away. So I would bring the dog there and then have leave with the dog. You know, just go there for an hour, just play with them, hang out, get a biscuit or whatever, to really make it a place that's fun, not a place where the dog realizes that it's going to be left.
All right, good advice. The FBI, your website, or I'm sorry, your blog, focusing on the FBI tracking animal cruelty. This is from your Facebook page. What is that net at the end of the day? What is that going to what is it going to fix?
Doug, it is such an important thing, because if you go back and you take a look at any of the major murders, human murderers in this country, whether it be the Boston Strangler, all of them started out as animal abusers. So if the FBI starts following up on animal abuses, not only is it good for the animals, but it could possibly prevent human deaths in the future. So I think it's a great idea. I think it's about time that the FBI now is going to take animal cruelty seriously and start investigating it.
Wow, I wasn't thinking about it that way, but yeah.
Every single one of them, the Boston Strangler, almost every single one of them started out as animal abusers. Exactly right, exactly right.
Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, author of a great book you can get at Amazon.com, like How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want Him to Do, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want It to Do, The Illustrated Cat's Life, Understanding Your Pet, and there's so many great books. That want, great Christmas presents. So check them out either at petshow.com or go to amazon.com. Warren Eckstein, pet expert.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.